Welcome to GhostBiz here on the Business Report. Every week, me, Gary Strubel, gets to chat to the finance guys to find out what's going on the stocks and shares that might very well make up part of your retirement portfolio. So useful to figure out what's going on in the markets. Ghost, welcome back to the show. Let's start out with gold. They say all that glitters isn't gold, but gold is glittering right now, and AngloGold Ashanti have released some very good numbers. Good time to be a gold miner.
Hello, Gary. Hello, everyone in Namibia and wherever else you may be listening to us from. Yes, gold right now is glittering in a big way. I joked in Ghost Mail about that Austin Powers scene from Gold Member, as you may recall. You know, that whole, I like gold. I'm not even going to attempt the accent that Mike Myers does so well. But everyone likes gold this year. It really has been an incredible story. And AngloGold Ashanti's numbers are just a reminder of how good it can actually get in gold. And credit to them, they also increased their production at a time when the gold price has jumped a lot. So they are taking advantage. I mean, at the end of the day, you still got to get the stuff out the ground. The external price is only one ingredient in whether or not you do well. And they've also managed to keep their costs at only an inflationary increase, which is really good going. And that is why for the third quarter of the year, cash from operations almost doubled year on year. Free cash flow, so that's net of CapEx, for example, was up 2.4 times, which is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. If you look over the 9 months, free cash flow increased 141%, or roughly 1.4 times. So the money is literally falling out the sky right now for AngloGold Ashanti. And then, of course, you've got to think to yourself, well, what are they doing with it? The answer to what they're doing with it is, apart from paying nice fat dividends to their investors, they're also doing a lot of deals in the US. They are trying to shift their geographical exposure a little bit, because the idea is that, you know, accompanied with their international listing, etc., if they can have more gold mines in what are seen to be less risky jurisdictions, then they should get some kind of valuation uptick on the multiple. So we'll see how that plays out. Certainly at the moment, the gold sector doing insanely well. Well done to AngloGold. They are really killing it. And well done to those who have invested in this sector. One of the very best places that you could possibly have had your money this year.
Turning to retail now, the story at ShopRite just keeps getting better. Sales growth for the quarter to September of 8%, very, very good numbers. And of course, that's up against Pick and Pay at the moment, who are struggling with their turnaround. So give us a sense of, can this last forever for ShopRite?
The good times have indeed continued at ShopRite, but they are getting harder. So we are now down into high single-digit growth territory. And a big part of that is because food inflation has basically stagnated, which is great, actually, for essentially every consumer. I mean, who wants to pay more for food? Of course, the food producers and the food retailers would like a little bit of inflation, because the problem they face is that their costs still go up by inflation. So this is the important thing to remember about inflation, is that when it gets measured, it's always a basket of goods and services. So if you manufacture bread or you sell bread in a retailer, then you have a situation where, sure, you know, the price of bread might not be going up, but guess what? The price of having security goes up, your energy costs go up, your wages go up. So this is where only the strong retailers survive, because they need to be so efficient that they can actually manage in a world where prices are not really going up. And ShopRite is certainly doing that. So their growth for the 3 months to September of 8%, it might not be as high as we've become accustomed to, but it's still really decent, definitely. But and you know, you've got to accept that it's this inflation issue here, because their volumes are still up, but they don't have that boost from inflation. What's also super interesting is that where they did have inflation, it was actually more on the Checkers side. They actually said that ShopRite's inflation, the ShopRite, the banner itself, was essentially zero. YouSave minus 0.4%. So prices at YouSave on average went down, which is quite remarkable. So that shows you how difficult it is for the likes of Pick and Pay to compete against them. I mean, Boxer is doing a pretty good job. Boxer fights them at the lower LSM end of the market. But yeah, ShopRite's still doing really well. The problem is their PE multiple is north of 20. It's a great business, but they need to keep growing to justify their PE multiple. And when inflation is low, it is a little bit harder for them to grow at high rates. So ShopRite, a very sensible choice for a long-term portfolio, but you can have a year where actually you find a much weaker retailer in theory outperforms you on the share price because that weaker retailer was at a more modest valuation and might have had a slightly better year than people were expecting.
Let's take a look quickly then at one of those companies that benefits from strong retailing stories, and that's Tiger Brands. Tiger themselves have had to do some cleaning up in terms of their overall business model, and it seems to be paying dividends.
Yeah, so Tiger is a great example of what I was just alluding to around when you're a food manufacturer and you've got relatively low inflation, but you've still got to operate as efficiently as possible and actually get things done. And that's certainly what Tiger has been doing. I've got to say, this turnaround has been somewhat of a masterclass. Well done to them. And all they've really done is they've, and it sounds simple, it's obviously hard to implement, but there are so many retailers who, and groups generally, who don't even take the simple step that I'm about to talk about, which is to just identify where you deserve to win. Where do you have a right to win? What that means is if you look at your portfolio of businesses, it's about saying, okay, where are we actually any good? The analogy would be if you play a lot of sports at school and you pick a different extramural every single afternoon, but you suck at three of them and you're really good at two of them. Why are you doing the three that you're not good at? Because what you're actually doing is you're taking time away from the two that you could be doing very well at. It's not any different for a corporate when you have scarce resources like capital, management time, and attention. Don't spend three of your afternoons on the wrong extramural. Focus on where you're good. And that's what Tiger Brands has been doing. They've been selling off those extramurals that they shouldn't be doing, and they've been focusing where they should be doing. And guess what? HEPS from continuing operations up by between 25 and 30% in the latest period. Just a really, really good outcome and an example of how to execute a turnaround.
And let's start with consumer-facing brands. The Foschini Group, who many Namibians would be familiar with, are not having a good time of it. Their share price shed another 6.5% last week after the releasing of results. Is there any good news in the pipeline for TFG?
Yeah, it's great to talk about TFG now, again, after what we just talked about, ShopRite, Tiger, the turnarounds, retailers doing well. I'm afraid the Foschini Group definitely not in that category. The share price has been smashed in the last month or so. It's really bad. It's now down 50% year to date. It's half its value gone this year. And this is in a year in which the company hosted a capital markets day pretty recently, actually. And the market went, not sure we like this. And then Foschini came out with results that were poor. And then detailed results, which, you know, were obviously poor and had details the market didn't like again. And the share price has just been washing away. That's probably too kind a statement. It's been plummeting, actually. That's the truth of it. Is anything going to change? Well, nothing changes if nothing changes, right? And I'm not sure that I've seen any kind of commitment from the company, from the management team, to actually doing anything differently. And what they need to do is what Tiger did. And that's why I was happy to bring up that analogy of the extramurals at school. Right now, TFG is not just doing extramurals every afternoon. They're also doing extramurals at every break time and sometimes in the morning. And then we wonder why the school performance is falling over and the company's not really getting any of it right. It's because they're trying to do too many things. At the moment, the one gem they have is Bash, which is their online business in South Africa. That's done really well. It has quite an interesting operating model, good management, and it's working very well. And I think they need to take some of the learnings there and say, okay, there's an example of where we have a right to win, exactly like Tiger has done. Where else do we have a right to win? Because where I don't think they have a right to win is Australia, the UK, for example. I mean, this is a business where their offshore operations are doing poorly. And Foschini's big recent capital allocation decision was to acquire more in the UK that they are now paying finance costs on. And the shine has come off the UK in a big way in the last year or two. The investment story there is not like it used to be. So the Foschini Group, what they really need to be doing is focusing on a domestic market and actually getting it right. And unfortunately, that's not what's happening. Even if sales growth in South Africa is positive, the problem is they've come under a lot of pressure in their margins. They had to be very promotional to get it right. It's just really weak. And it's especially weak when you compare it to something like Pepkor. I'll be very interested to see Mr. Price's next update, what that looks like. Truworths was also pretty poor, but I mean, Truworths, again, is just an absolute basket case. That's the worst, I think, where management, at least at the Foschini Group, I get the feeling that they still care and they actually look at the numbers and they feel a little bit of shame. Whereas at Truworths, there's no shame. They just put these numbers out. They put out poor South African numbers. They have a one-line throwaway comment about how they'll make strategic changes and no one ever knows what those are. it's just a bit of a joke, really. So the only position I have in the sector is Mr. Price, because if you look at the year-to-date charts, you'll see that Mr. Price is a little bit of the baby that got thrown out with the bathwater. So I bought into it a couple of months ago, roughly. The share price has kind of been flat since, which is good, because that's what you want to see when something's been dropping. You want to kind of try catch it as it flattens out. And now what I'm hoping, obviously, I mean, this is investing for you. You can never know for sure. I'm hoping that Mr. Price's performance has been a little bit more like Pepkor and a little bit less like Truers and the Fashini Group. And if that's true, then the Mr. Price share price deserves to move up again, more towards Pepkor and away from the Fashini Group and Truers, which are just plummeting. So it's super interesting. The apparel industry is really great. It's a lot of fun to look at as an investor and a trader. And it's just a bloodbath of competition. And it's not a zero-sum game, but South Africa is not a fast-growing country. So if one retailer is winning, it's probably because another one is losing in relative terms. And that's what makes it so interesting.
Thank you, Ghost, as always, for your insights. Remember, you can let us know what you'd like to hear about. Drop us a mail at tbr@nova.com.na. And thank you for making us Namibia's number one business podcast. You can pick it up wherever you pick up your podcasts, on Apple, Android, or Spotify. All of our previous episodes available there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.